All right, I got nothing really new to add relative to our conversation yesterday, so I'll just take your questions.
How did Brandon Weeden look yesterday?
Good. He went through practice, did everything, looked fine, looked good.
Did you end up getting Colt a couple extra snaps like you said you might?
Nope. Nope. Colt handled all the scout team work like he normally does. Nothing different.
Well, in the interview report said he was limited for Brandon.
I don't know. You asked Neil. Yeah, I mean, I think because there's rules regarding it, and we want to make sure we follow them, and we tend to overdo it sometimes. But he's coming back from an injury that he suffered on Sunday, so we need to make note of the fact that he's been injured.
Josh Kurtz going to be out there today?
I don't know. We'll see.
Is it that's had trouble beating the Raiders? Run defense teams have had some big games. Obviously, you have to look at something like that. Is this a game where Trent could really have a big afternoon?
Well, that's your first assumption. You know, you have a running back that has put up some games close to 100 yards or so. So your first assumption is, well, yeah. But I think each game's different, and each situation's different. And I think they're probably getting better in some areas. And, you know, we're going to do what we have to do to score points. And hopefully that involves keeping Trent involved throughout the game.
Are you guys aware of the weather reports in Oakland?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's supposed to be rainy.
Torrential all weekend.
Yeah. Kind of a, what are they calling it? Pineapple Express. I guess there's a fancy name for the storm. I don't know. It's supposed to be, because I think it started in the Hawaiian Islands or whatever. Again, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm going to handle that in the off season. But the reports are that it's supposed to rain throughout the week. So we'll prepare for it. You know, our guys do a pretty good job of holding on to the football. The challenge will be the same for both teams, and then we'll just see what the field conditions are like.
Pat, can you get specific about what makes Joe Thomas one of the better left tackles in the league?
Well, at first it starts, I think he's an outstanding pass blocker, which is important in this league. And then, of course, he's a very efficient run blocker, and he's done it for a long, long time, game after game, year after year. And so a good player that's consistent, and that's why he's good.
How much confidence does that offensive line ever has in a really high-level West Coast?
Well, I think, you know, they've played together now for a long time, you know. And I see, you know, you see offensive linemen have to work together. And the longer that they play together, the smoother it goes. And I think, kind of adding John Greco to the mix there midway through the season has been good. John's done a pretty good job for us. And I think the challenge for them is just to continue, you know. Although statistically there were some things that we did well last week, there are some plays in there that, you know, when they watch the tape, they say, gosh darn it, we can't let, you know. So they're a unit that works well together. They're very critical of their mistakes, and they take great pride in having a runner that's efficient and a quarterback that stays on his feet.
What do you like about Gibson in free safety? When you got healthy, you put him right back in some of those nickelback injuries, mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's a couple things you need to be as a free safety. Number one, you got to be somewhat verbal, you know. You got to be able to communicate and help get things changed. And then we feel like he's a good athlete, so he can react and play the ball in the deep part of the field. And then, of course, we feel like he can come up and tackle. And so those are the things that we saw in him. He's a young player that's developing, and you know, we got him back in the game, and, you know, he's done a pretty good job for us.
You've had Dimitri back to practice yesterday. How valuable is he as a corner?
Yeah, he's valuable when he's healthy and he's out there. You know, we haven't had him for better part of 6 weeks now, so the challenge for him is to get healthy so he can get on the field and play. That's the challenge. And I will say this, nobody at this time of year is 100%, you know, and I think he's trying to get himself going as best he can to get close to that.
He said that he's preparing like he's going to play Sunday, but it's your call.
what you saw.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what you saw yesterday, do you think he'll be?
Yeah, he did some things. He's going to do more today, so we'll see. It's too early to tell.
Defense is coming off back-to-back dominant performances. How much of this can you attribute to Phil Taylor being in there?
Well, I think there's synergy when you get Phil back, but we also got Ruben back. You know, having a Tom and Phil back in there are important. It allowed us to use Billy Winn at end a little bit. So, you know, I think it helps. And the more good defensive linemen you can put on the field, the better you're going to be, run and pass, because you get fresh snaps out of those big bodies. And I think that's what we shoot for.
Maybe just starting to scratch the surface and the potential of this group?
Well, I think what's important is we do what we can to keep teams off the scoreboard, however that works. And I know nothing in the back end works unless you're either controlling the line of scrimmage in the run game or putting pressure on the quarterback in the passing game. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. Doesn't matter what you're doing offensively and defensively. If you can't block them, or you can't defeat blocks and put pressure on the quarterback, everything gets much tougher, much tougher.
And, if the weather forecast is correct and there's 25-mile-an-hour winds and like torrential downpour, have you been involved in games or seen games where teams have really thrown the ball effectively in that kind of weather? Does it kind of preclude strong passing game?
Well, I feel like we've already practiced in one of these. If we remember back to the Chargers game, now you had a little bit of cold to it. You know, those conditions were less than ideal to play a game. And you saw it did affect some of the play selection, you know. It was a little bit tighter, closer to the vest by both teams. You know, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but when you add rain and wind, and it changes some of what teams do. It just naturally.
With that evidence that you kind of, at least in your head, prepare almost like two game plans, one if it's okay and one if it's dealing with horrible conditions?
No, you put together a game plan to attack how they play defense, if you're talking about defensively. And the wind and rain don't change that much. And then we have enough run plays and pass plays to do what we want to do. So,
stuff you'd have to pare away if the conditions were such, if receivers couldn't keep their feet and guy couldn't hold on to the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you don't ever count on that, but you might have to lean more on shorter throws, which we have, we have a menu of all that. You may have to lean more on the run game, but that's just sometimes the conditions dictate that. But you go into it being ready to play like it's going to be sunny and 70.
With the youth you have on this team, you feel that maybe you guys are stronger going down the stretch. You're not really banged up compared to other teams. I'm kind of the anti. Rookie wall theory, maybe because you're young and you'll finish stronger?
I'd like to think that's going to be the case. I see our young players getting better each week, and typically when a bunch of men are getting better together, I feel like the results can be better. We've talked about this. There are a lot of hard days when you're building something, and we're building something by getting rookies better and putting them in there and playing them. And I think we're functioning smoother in a lot of ways. And the challenge each week is to go out there and do it in a way where it's a winning performance. And there are no perfect games. There are no perfect players. Everybody's got to play hard, no anxiety, eliminate their mistakes, and just keep going. And some of the young players that are, in reference to the rookie wall, I don't know. That'd be hard for me to say.
About Josh Gordon and Greg Lovell, understanding they're a year apart in NFL experience. But what do each of those guys need to add to their games to become very good NFL starting receivers?
I think it just comes back to the details of the route running, understanding coverage, just all the things you learn as time goes on, and they don't have a lot of time under their belt in this league. And so I see improvement in the areas I just mentioned, and they just need to continue to do that.
Do they have enough talent individually and as a twosome to be in the upper tier of NFL starting receivers?
Time will tell, but I like where they're going. I like how they're improving. I like how they're having an impact on the game. There have been some games when Greg didn't catch a bunch of balls, but he had an impact on the game by the way he blocked, how he fit in combinations of routes. And so I like the direction that they're going. And I think they're both very talented guys, so time will tell.
Yeah, two seasons now to watch T.J. Ward. Mm-hmm. Have you seen an evolution in his game, or how is his game any different, or has he been pretty much consistent from the time that you got here?
No, I think he's made improvements. You know, I think when he came here a year ago, he had to learn a new system. He had to learn a little different. We were asking the safeties to do some things a little bit different than Rob Ryan and Eric. But nothing too out of the box there. And then he played through this year, a thumb injury, which for a guy coming up and tackling people is, you got to fight through that. And so he's getting some of that out of the way. And I thought he played very fast last week, and I just wanted to build on it.
What do you see when you look at that Raiders defense?
Well, I think they're big, talented guys. I think it's fair to say that they're playing a little bit more zone this year than they did a year ago. There are some new faces, although there's some guys on that defense that are very recognizable. But I think for the most part, they don't line up too much different than they did last year. Some of the coverage concepts are just a little bit different.
A touchdown pass is right. Why is that? 23, I think.
I think each game's different. It's the first year in their new system. And I think back to what we went through last year. We were employing a new defensive system, a new offensive system. Everything was new. And I think back to how that was a challenge without an off season. And I'm sure even though they had an off season, first year new stuff, it takes a while to kind of get your rhythm.
Since Taylor and Ruben, returned as the starting tackle, what kind of things is he going through now? What have you seen from him since then?
I think he's being productive. We use him inside and out, and he's a very athletic guy. Loves to play the game, and he finds a way to make plays. That's pretty athletic interception he made the other night, and he's another one of those guys. He's got a chance to become really good because he's got talent. He's a good athlete, and he just needs to keep his foot on the gas and just keep getting better each day, and then we'll see where it goes. Just like when I'm talking about the receivers, how good he can be, time will tell.